Sachatea Paragimel Mishnah Dalet Ha'imahos Shel Betzalim Chayvos Bepeah for Rabbi Yosef Paiter. Onion that I left in the ground for its seed. You don't plan on eating the onion, instead you leave them in the ground for the seed of the onion. These onions are chayv and peah, just like any other onions. While Rabbi Yosef holds they are potter from peah, as according to Rabbi Yosef, since the onion that you leave in the ground are barely edible, there is no chayv in peah. Ma'abanos ha-betzolim shebein ha-yerek. Somebody who has rectangular beds of onion among other vegetables, in between these beds of onions, there are other types of vegetables planted in the field. Rabbi Yosi Omer peah mikol achas ba'achas. V'chacham Omer me'achas alakol. Rabbi Yosi said, you must leave peah from each rectangular bed of onions separately. And since there are vegetables in between the beds of onions, each bed of onions is considered a field in itself, and you have to take up peah separately from each one. While according to the Chachamim, it's all considered one field. And you can take peah from one bed of onions, and that would cover for all the other beds as well. But according to the Chachamim, since onions are also a type of vegetables, even though there are other vegetables in between the different beds of onions, it's not considered different fields, as it's all vegetables, so it's all considered one field, and therefore you don't have to take out peah separately from each and every bed of onions. Brothers that inherited a field from their father, and they split up the field. One brother took one portion of the field, and the other brother took the other portion. They would have to give two payahs. Each brother would have to give payahs separately from his portion of the field. But if they revert back to being partners on the field, that the two brothers are partners on the entire field, in such a case, they would give only one payah. Two partners that jointly bought a tree, they're partners on the entire tree, and it's the type of tree that's chayv and peah. Most trees are chayv and peah, with some exceptions, such as a fig tree. A fig tree is not chayv and peah. And they bought a tree which is chayv and peah, they would give one peah from this tree, and since they're partners on the entire tree, only one peah would be given from the tree. Lakazet fono kazet dromo. But if one partner bought the north part of the tree while the other partner bought the south part of the tree, they're not partners in the entire tree. Instead, one of them has one portion of the tree and the other one has a different portion of the tree, then each one of them would have to give peah separately from his portion of the tree. Hamaycher kilche ilan betosadeo. Mosein peah mikol echad ve'echad. Somebody who sells tree stems from his field. The mocher keeps the field for himself, but he sells the tree stems to the buyer, that the buyer will eventually uproot them and plant them in his own property. The buyer would have to give peah separately from each one of the trees. And since the buyer doesn't own the land, so we don't look at all the trees as one orchard. Instead, each tree is separate since he doesn't own the land in between, and therefore he would have to get paid separately from each one of the trees. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Emesah, B'zman Shelo Shayer Ba'al Sada, Avom Shayer Ba'al Sada, who knows saying Pe'al Lekol. Rabbi Yehuda said, when do we say that somebody who sells tree stems in his field, that if the mocher keeps the field for himself and sells only the tree stems, that the buyer would have to get paid separately from each one of the trees? That's only where the owner of the field did not leave over some of the trees for himself. But if the owner of the field left some of the trees for himself, in such a case, the owner of the tree is the one who has to give peah for the entire field. The buyer would not have to give peah at all. As we're talking about a case where the owner of the field started harvesting the trees of the field before he sold the tree stem. So since he already started harvesting the trees in the field that he kept for himself, he was already chayv in peah for the entire field before he saw some of the trees in the field. So therefore, the buyer is exempt from giving peah at all. The seller is the one to give the peah for the entire field.